Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, the Canadian magazine Inuit Art Quarterly was launched in 1986. It quickly became a reference for those interested in the art and artists of Canada's north. That was until the magazine stopped publishing in 2012. But now, Inuit Art Quarterly is back. The publication recently relaunched, and joining us now to tell us all about it is Christine Lalonde. She's the chair of the board of Inuit Art Quarterly. And she joins me on the line today from Ottawa. Christine Lalonde, hello.
Good morning.
So there's so much to talk about, and I certainly want to get to the new issue in a moment. But first, tell our listeners a little bit about why Inuit Art Quarterly stopped publishing in the first place.
The Inuit Art Quarterly is published by the Inuit Art Foundation, and the Inuit Art Foundation has been the sole national organization representing Inuit artists across the Arctic for over 30 years, or close to 30 years, sorry. And really, they were facing a number of challenges, and it was the decision to close in the spring of 2012, a hard decision. However, what immediately followed was rather remarkable because there was such an outcry and round of support for the Inuit Art Foundation that the board members decided to forge ahead. It was obvious that there still was a role for the Inuit Art Foundation to play. And in the last year, they've been going across the Arctic and in the South doing group consultative meetings to use this as a moment of stock-taking and see what has changed over 30 years and what are the needs today of Inuit artists and those working with the arts. One of the things that came out of these consultative meetings, it was the importance of the Inuit Art Quarterly and the need to continue publishing it.
And once that was determined, tell us about when you're crafting this relaunch, how it comes about, how do you get all these people involved again, and how do you rethink what your plan going ahead is going to be?
Well, it's always a bit daunting to start with a blank slate, although it wasn't really, because the Inuit Art Quarterly has been a high-quality, informative magazine, as you said, really an important reference in Canada and in the world. So that was our starting point, was to continue the standards that had been set by the magazine throughout its history. But with the death of Kanoyuak Ashivak in January 2013, it seemed appropriate to dedicate the first issue back to her. She was so important as an Inuit artist. Her influence to all of us working in the arts was so strong. She was also much more than that, representative quite often of Canada and an important role model. And I think her example became our guiding light.
Will long-time readers notice any other differences in the new Inuit Art Quarterly, if we can call it that, either in terms of how it looks or organization or subject matter?
Yes, as I said, we've kept the same high quality, reproductions, the same high level of reporting, although I think the voices will be a bit more broad, from the scholarly to the popular. And in terms of taking a more multivocal approach, even to try to bring in voices that we don't hear enough from, such as the voice of Inuit and Indigenous youth. So this issue on Kanoyuak, for example, her most iconic work, The Enchanted Owl, is actually written about by a young Indigenous woman, Jessica Yarrow. As well, there will be perhaps a wider range of art forms included. The Quarterly in the past has done features on film and video, as well as the better-known forms of Inuit art, sculpture, prints, drawings, and textiles. But I anticipate that there will be more in more coverage on performing arts and all of the arts that are perhaps best known locally than they are in the South, to try to regain that holistic view of art that Inuit have themselves in the north. And in this sense, it means that there's a better understanding of how all of these fit together. And so it really will try to capture and express and communicate to our readers, both in the north and the south, all of the forms, artistic forms that Inuit use to express their ideas and thoughts.
What role does a publication like this have sort of in the greater art scenes here in Canada?
First place, one of the roles that I discovered for the Inuit Art Quarterly is that it's a really important vehicle for communication among artists themselves in the north. That in even in the absence of artistic centers, galleries, and heritage centers at the community level, the Inuit Art Quarterly has been a way that they could learn about each other's work, about exhibitions that are happening, about residencies and funding opportunities. So it's always played that role, and it will continue to do so. Of course, in the past, with language and communication barriers, the Inuit Art Quarterly was really important for showing what was happening in the north to its, you know, admirers and audience in the south. And again, that will continue, even if communication now is much broader. We can access information via magazines, radio, online. This is still devoted solely to the artistic forms of Inuit, and I think there's no parallel for it anywhere else.
And let's have a little look ahead. If you can give some of us a preview, what can sort of we expect in the other issues coming up this year?
We have broadly outlined them. The next one will be, as I said, related to this idea of stocktaking. So it'll be on the state of the arts, not just what's happening and what's new and who's who, but also what support there is for the arts in the north and in the south. And the next issue will be on the circumpolar arts, following the Inuit Circumpolar Conference in Inuvik. It seemed a good moment to actually explore a little bit the exchange and relationships between artists working in the circumpolar region. And then the last issue of the year will be a focus on Nunatsiavut, a part of the north that we don't hear often enough about.
Oh my God, we're certainly going to keep our eyes out for all those issues. And Christine Lalonde, for anyone that's listening to this and is interested in getting an issue or finding out more about it, where can people pick up Inuit Art Quarterly?
It'll be on the newsstands, of course, and it can be subscribed to online at www.inuitartfoundation.org or in writing to our address, which is PO Box 53188, Rideau Centre, RO, Ottawa, Ontario, K1N1CS.
Christine Lalonde, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and tell us all about it.
Thank you.